The Mike Tomlin Show.
Peyton Manning is a first ballot Hall of Famer. When that happens, just a matter of time, he has to hang him up first. Mikey hasn't hung him up yet. He may not be the Peyton Manning that you played when you played Indianapolis in the playoffs. As you look at him, where is he different, and what worries you most about him?
Let's start with where he's the same. His above the net game is still a critical element of things you have to deal with when you play the Denver Broncos. His ability to get them in the correct runs, I think, is really underrated. All you got to do is go back and look at Week 17 versus San Diego and how they were able to run the ball at the latter stages of that game. That's not haphazard. He was calling quite a bit of those runs at the line of scrimmage. His ability to call the run game is something that's very worrisome as we prepare for this week. And obviously his ability to undress pressure, to make good and quick decisions, to get out of bad plays and into good plays based on what he's looking at are things that he's always done and things that he's still doing. Physically, obviously, he's not where he used to be. None of us are. it's going to be interesting to see what he looks like with another week. I think what we saw in Week 17 may not be a representation of what he's going to be in that stadium. And that's the reality. That's the reality of anybody that's coming off of injury. Two additional weeks, I'd imagine he's going to be better than what we saw. And from that respect, we better be prepared.
So then it's not maybe so much a difference in the offense that you face when Brock Osweiler played here, but rather how Peyton Manning executes that same offense?
There's no question. It's not about the offense. It's about the administration of it and the amount of autonomy and latitude he's given at the line of scrimmage. And you couple that with the fact that he's going to be doing it in his home environment, different than when the last time we played Denver, we did it in the comforts of Heinz Field. He's going to have the ability to communicate in that environment. And I think that highlights his abilities in that area. And that's why I don't think any of us are surprised that he got named a starter for this football game.
We talk about adjustments often in the game against Denver. You gave up 27 in the first half and shut him out in the second. Now that's Brock Osweiler, not Peyton Manning. Were there significant adjustments made, and would you come into this game doing pretty much what you did in the second half the last time you played them?
You know, what we did in the second half of that game was a moment in time. We made some necessary adjustments that allowed us to get out of the stadium that day. But Peyton's a different guy than Brock. We got to respect that element of it. His use of the play clock, whether he snaps the ball quick or whether or not he dummy cadences to undress you and goes late into the play clock are tools that are only really exclusive to Peyton. He's a unique guy in that way. And I imagine all first ballot Hall of Famers bring something that's unique and different about them that's really exclusive to them. And those things make this outing a different one.
Coach, teams fight so hard for home field advantage, and yet the four road teams win, but they also fight hard to get the bye, to get an extra week. On the other half, you've got tremendous momentum. Who's got the advantage there?
You know, I think it just speaks to a couple things. Number one, the competition in this playoff field is intense and stiff, and it's good for all parties involved. It's great for football. But also, I think it's important to note that the four teams that won last week on the road had quarterbacks with big-time experience, and not only experience but playoff experience. When you're talking about guys like Ben and Russell Wilson and Alex Smith going on the road and getting it done.
Aaron Rodgers
going on the road and getting it done. I don't think any of us are shocked by that. If you just identified it by the quarterback, it wouldn't be as significant a discussion. And it just speaks about the importance of the position and is highlighted this time of year.
Well, guess what? Two Hall of Fame quarterbacks go at it Sunday in Mile High. Mike, it goes without saying, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week on The Mike Tomlin Show.